We're in Siman Shin Aleph. We are up to Siv Chav Hey. We'll be doing the first part of Siv Chav Hey. And Yotzim beKameya She'ena Mumcha. Now the halacha is like this: a Kameya, this amulet that people used to wear for refuah. The halacha is that if it indeed is Marape, you're allowed to wear it on Shabbos because that is considered a tachshit. For someone that needs a refuah, wearing a kameya is mutter. But the halacha is it has to be a kameya mumcha. So there's a big machlokas rishonim. What exactly has a din of a kameya mumcha? So let's first see the shita of the machaber. En yotzim b'kameya she'ena mumcha. V'yem hu mumcha yotzim bo. But if it's a kameya mumcha, then you can walk out with it. Loshne imtachi gavri velo kameya. So now he gives us several cases. The first case is imtachi gavra, that the one who made the kameya is considered a mumcha. Velo kameya, even though the kameya itself does not have a chazaka yet. What's the case? Kagon. Shekosav lachash echod b'sholosh igros, that one person wrote three different letters with the same lachash, the same nusach. Veripu shloshton shlosha b'nei adam. These three letters with that one kameya, the one nusach, written by this one person, healed three different people. She'im techi gavra lo so lachash. So it's considered that writer is considered a mumcha for that lachash alone. B'chol pam she'ichtivenu, aval lo l'shar lachashim. V'gam ena kameya mumcha im yichtivenu acher. All we have in such a case is that the kameya, this kameya, that means this nusach, written by this person, that has a chazaka. So again, according to this shita in the Mechaber, if the person writes one lachash three times, it heals three people, that lachash has a chazaka, it's called imtachi, for that writer. The next case, v'gam, loshni imtachi kameya v'lo gavra. The next case is imtachi kameya v'lo gavra. How's that? Kagon shekosav lachash echod b'igeris echod v'ripa b'gimel pomim. What's that? Imtachi kameya v'lo gavra means this very same kameya was used on three different people. Not only the nusach, the actual paper, or parchment that it was written on, this particular one healed three different people. The halacha shows the igeris mumcha l'chol adam. That igeris itself is considered mumcha. So imtachi gavra means this person for writing this nusach. Imtachi kameya means this kameya mamish, in which case, if this gavra wrote a different kameya, it wouldn't work, even if it's the same nusach on a different piece of paper. V'koshkin imtachi gavra v'kameya, certainly if it's both, kagon, shekosav lachash echad begimel igros, he wrote the same lachash on three different letters. V'chol echad ho'il l'gimel anoshim, and each one worked for three different people. So there the O, lo'odam echad shlosh upon him, or for one person three different times. So im techi gavra l'lachash zeh, b'chol igeres shi'ich devenu. V'im techu igros halalu l'chol odam. So this is the shitas ha-mechaber. The Mishnah Berurah brings down Shitas Rashi. Rashi learns that if one person wrote three totally different kameyim, and they worked for three different people, the halacha is that this person is considered imtachi gavra for everything he ever writes. You see, according to the Mechaber, there's no such thing. Imtachi gavra doesn't mean this person is now a mumcha for everything he'll ever write. All imtachi gavra means is this kameya, since it was written three different times and it healed three different people, this nusach written by this person will have a chazaka. Whereas according to Rashi, it's possible to have an imtachi gavra where the person gets a chazaka for anything he may write. Imtachi kameya is considered according to Rashi, where this kameya worked in three different places by three different people, then the nusach, the kameya itself, is considered a mumcha, no matter who writes it. Now, lahalacha, the Mishnah Mechaber doesn't bring the shita down altogether. However, the Mishnah Berurah and Bir Halacha tainis that b'makom tzorach, you could be Mekel on Shitas Rashi, because he found that the Rabbeinu Hananel holds like Rashi, and many other Rishonim do. So if it's a Makom Tzoruch, one could be Mekel. So halacha l'maisa. The we will follow the Machaber l'chatchila, and that is that Imdachi Gavri will mean that this person is a Mumchi for this Kameya. And if another person writes it, it doesn't work. Imtachi Kameya means Dafka, this Kameya, and even if this person writes the same Kameya on another one, that's not going to work. B'shas Adchak, you can rely on Rashi that holds that you can be Machsik, a Kameya writer, and you can be Machsik all the different Kameyim by way of the Nuschos, and not Dafka, this Kameya itself.